It's Tuesday, September 28th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern has obtained a disturbing video of the Taliban in Afghanistan brutally beheading a Christian convert recently, another martyr for Christ. Open Doors lists Afghanistan as the second worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Also, ICC counts 11 children between the ages of 4 and 18 from Christian homes in Nigeria, Africa, who were burned to death by Fulani Muslim extremists. A total of 33 Christians were massacred on August 25th. Nigeria is the ninth worst country. Commenting on the death of a 17-year-old girl, a relative told Morningstar News, quote, "Beatrice is indeed a martyr. Our loss, but heaven's gain. Jesus remains Lord," end quote. Pray fervently that God would bring his vengeance against these evildoers and protection for his followers. The second wealthiest man in America, Elon Musk, is breaking up with his live-in musician girlfriend of 3 years, Claire Boucher, reports Forbes.com. The wealthiest man in America, Jeff Bezos, was divorced in 2019. And the third wealthiest man in America, Bill Gates, had his divorce finalized just last month. Ecclesiastes 5 provides wisdom here. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor he who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity. There is a severe evil which I have seen under the sun, riches kept for their owner to his hurt. As he came from his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and he shall take nothing from his labor which he may carry away in his hand. A Christian adoption and fostering service in the United Kingdom lost a court appeal for its refusal to place children into homes of men who are living in unnatural relations with each other, reports the BBC. Cornerstone Northeast ran afoul of the government's Office for Standards and Education, Children's Services and Skills, and the so-called Equality Act of 2010. Thus far, Cornerstone has lost 2 court cases. The organization intends to appeal to the nation's high court. School libraries are not safe anymore, as many parents are discovering across the country, reports WorldNetDaily.com. That includes parents in Texas and Virginia, who complained to their respective school boards about books featuring the most egregious forms of sexual abuse and pornographic descriptions, which we cannot include in detail in this newscast. The popular authors in question include Jonathan Evison and Maya Kababi. Parents, beware of libraries. Philippians 4 verse 8 should govern the reading curriculum in our homes, folks. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. A huge number of religious exemptions for the COVID shot are flooding into governmental agencies and companies. The Los Angeles Times reports that 2,600 religious exemption applications were submitted to the Los Angeles Police Department, according to KTLA. That's a surprising 25% of its workforce. If you need a religious exemption for your workplace COVID vaccine mandate, visit Liberty Council's website, lc.org/exempt. That's lc.org/exempt. A physician's declaration signed by 3,000 scientists and physicians accuses policymakers of possible, quote, crimes against humanity, end quote, in their COVID recommendations, reports the Tennessee Star. The Rome COVID summit gathered professionals who had seen, quote, career threats, character assassination, papers and research censored, social accounts blocked, search results manipulated, clinical trials and patient observations banned, and their professional history and accomplishments altered or omitted in academic and mainstream media, end quote. The statement is concerned with, quote, hundreds of thousands of unnecessary patient deaths due to failure to treat, end quote, and calls for an end to, quote, the political intrusion into the practice of medicine and the physician-patient relationship, end quote. The U.S. trade imbalance is hovering around $71 billion per month this year. That's up from an average of $40 billion per month from 2008 through 2019. The extreme valuation of some companies' stock is in large part due to stock buyback programs. To inflate the value of the stock, companies buy their own stock. This is usually associated with big corporate debt. Wall Street records that the six companies most guilty for this artificial inflation of stock value include Apple, Google, Facebook, Oracle, Microsoft, and JP Morgan. Companies participated in stock buybacks at a record level of $85 billion in the second quarter of this year. Between 2014 and 2018, companies averaged about $20 billion per quarter in stock buybacks. Meanwhile, corporate debt has ballooned from $7 trillion to $11 trillion since 2014. The Wall Street Journal also reports that the stock market has turned into short-term wagering, not unlike what happens in Las Vegas casinos every day. The paper wrote, quote, short-term traders are flocking to the low upfront cost and potential quick gains in options markets, fueling bigger swings and many rallies, end quote. And finally, Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert of Colorado has introduced impeachment resolutions against President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for their handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal and the handing over of billions of dollars of weaponry to the enemy. Joining ranks with the 34-year-old Congresswoman are Republican Representatives Andy Biggs, Jeff Duncan, Ralph Norman, Louie Gohmert, and Jody Heiss. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 28th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.